Today's Mishnayos are Masechet Shviyos, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tes, and Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud, the last two Mishnayos of the fourth Perek of Masechet Shviyos. So today's Mishnayos are going to be a continuation of yesterday's Mishnayos, which discussed the halacha that states that one is not allowed to eat Peroi Shviyos unless they've ripened to a certain degree. The reason is because Peroi Shviyos have Kedusha, and they're limited in terms of what you're allowed to do with them. The limitation is, it says in the Torah, la'achla. La'achla, you could eat them, v'loy l'schayra, you can't do business with them. La'achla, you could eat them, v'loy l'hefset, you're not allowed to destroy them. If somebody would eat peiros that are not fully ripened, they would not be deemed to be roy l'achila. As a result, the act of achila is not really achila. It's a ma'isa hefsid. It falls short of this halacha of la'achla v'loy l'hefsid. And for that reason, Chazal said that it wouldn't be okay for a person to go and eat peiros unless they developed a certain stage. Now, Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches talked about two specific fruits. The first was figs or pagim, which are unripened fruits. The second were grapes or boiser, which are unripened grapes, and discuss what exactly the shear is in terms of when they're ripe. And what was interesting was we saw in the Mishnah that there's really two different shiurim. There's a shear of developed, of ripened in terms of when you'd be allowed to eat it basoda in the field, which is more of an achila saroi, and then there's another shear where it's even more ripe. Then, if it reaches that stage on Shviyas, you'd be able to eat it in your house. The Rav said that the makar to these shiurim is actually a din d'oraisa. The Rav quotes the Yerushalmi that learns it all out of psukim. Regardless, Mishnah Tes, and to a certain degree Mishnah Yud as well, is going to continue on this thing, says the Mishnah. So Mishnah Zayin talked about the shiurim of the ripening of figs. Mishnah Ches talked about the shiurim of the ripening of grapes. Mishnah Tes is going to talk about the shiurim of ripening of olives. Zaysim, when is a zayas, when's an olive considered ripe? Mishiach nisu revius lasa. As soon as the olive is big enough that it produces already a revius, a quarter of a lug of oil per sa'ah of zaysim, then the halach is poitzea, you're allowed to break them, fa'oichel basada, and eat them inside the field. The Rav says the word paitseya is lav dafka. It's just that was the derech. The way people used to eat olives is they would first be paitseya them. So the point of the mission is that once it can produce a revius of asa, that means it's developed a certain degree, and the halach is you could eat it basada, hechnisu chatzilug. Once it's even bigger than that, it could even produce a half a lug. Then koitesh besach basada. Not only could you eat it in the field, but then you could even be sach. You could take it and you can put it on your body. Even that you could do, but only basada. So here we have two shiurim, how big the olive would have to be in terms of whether you'd be able to use a basada. One is what's the shear would have to be for you to be able to eat it basada. The other is how big would it have to be in order for you to be able to be sach basada. The Rav says the reason there's two shiurim is because the derech of when a person would use olives for achila versus when he would use it for sach are different. So once it develops a quarter of a sah, then the derech would be to use it for achila. So then if you eat it, it's considered achila, it's la'achla, and therefore there's no problem. However, as it relates to sicha, the shear of the olive was usually a little bit bigger, so you have to wait until it produces the shear where the derech was to use a fasicha. That's when it produces already a chatzilug, and that's why there the halach is only when it's a chatzilug. But this is all if you want to use a basada. What if you want to use it inside your house? So we know from the previous Mishnayos, then it would have to be even more developed. Ichnisu shlish. Then the halach is if it grew a third, nothing to do with how much oil it produces, but if the olive itself grew to the point where it's one third of where it's going to end up being, then koitesh basada, you can crush it in the field. The so bring it inside your house and you'd be able to eat it over there. And the same is true as it relates to the halachas b'shar shnei shavua during the other years of the Shemitah, chayavim v'maisris, as it relates to maisris. And this too is what we saw in the previous Mishnayos, that the latter shear, the shear of how big it would have to be in order for you to be able to eat it inside the bayis, is what the shear is as it relates to maisris. So if you want to know what the shear is as it relates to maiser, meaning at what point do you say that you'd be chayiv in maiser, it's this last shear, once it's hechnisu shlish, at that point, the halacha is, it would be chayev and maisa. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, what about other fruit? So Mishnah Zayin talked about figs. Mishnah Ches talked about grapes. The first part of Mishnah Tes talked about olives. What about everything else? We have to have an other category. So when are all these other fruits going to be at a point where we say that you're allowed to eat it on Shemitah? Says the Mishnah, Ushar kol peiros ilan, as it relates to all other fruit, kainasan l'maisers, kainasan l'shvis. Whenever they're considered ripened, that you'd be chayiv and maiser, that's when they're considered ripened, that you'd be able to eat it on shvis. Meaning, the three fruits that were singled out, figs, grapes, and olives, they have two shiurim. They have a lesser shiur when you're really allowed to eat it basada. Then there's the bigger shiur, which coincides with the shiur of Meiser. As it relates to all other peiros ha'ilan, there's only one shiur, and that one shiur relates to the shiur of Meisers. Mishnah Yod. So the next Mishnah is going to be Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'usa'inyan, and it's predicated again on the same halacha, which is that peiros shviyas have kedusha. You're limited in terms of what you're allowed to do with it. La'achla, you're allowed to eat them. V'loy lahefzid, however, you're not allowed to destroy it. So up until now, we've been discussing taking peiros that haven't fully ripened and eating them. You would think, what am I doing wrong? I'm eating the peiros shvias. But being that they're not at the shir yet when they've ripened, so you're eating heisnesh tachila, and as a result, you're violating this halacha of la'achla v'loy lahefzid. The Mishnah now is going to discuss a similar halacha, and that is, are you allowed to cut a fruit tree on shvias? Now, why would you say no? You can cut a fruit tree. So why can you cut a fruit tree on Shvias? The reason is because by cutting the fruit tree, it could be you're destroying the fruit. And if you're destroying the fruit, you're not allowed to destroy fruit. Why would cutting the tree mean destroying the fruit? If the fruit are fully developed, then you're not destroying it. But if the fruit are in the process of ripening, then cutting the tree, even though you didn't eat the fruit, simply cutting the tree is going to stunt the further maturation of the fruit. Obviously, it's not attached to the ground anymore. So it's for that reason, you can certainly hear that it would be aser. Now, the Mishnah says that it is aser. However, it's only aser once the fruit developed a certain share. Meaning, there has to be a minimum amount of development and ripening that already took place in order for the tree to be considered a fruit tree, in order for the fruit on the tree to be considered fruit, for this iser to go into effect. So the Mishnah says, "May emosai," not up until when, but from when, ain koitz in ilam b'shvias. Meaning, at what point do we say, if you have a tree that's a fruit tree, where the fruit have not fully developed, at what point do you say that the halacha is, oh, they've developed enough, or the tree is enough of a cheftz of a fruit tree, that I wouldn't be able to cut down the tree? Says the Mishnah, "B'shamay, yomir b'shamay," I said, "Kol Ha'ilon Mishayotzi." The halacha is for every single fruit tree. As soon as leaves start already sprouting, Rav, Tchilas Ha'alim B'mei Nisan. During the spring season, as soon as you start seeing leaves, at that point already it's considered a fruit tree, and at that point you wouldn't be able to cut it out. Now that's tremendous chumrah. There's no fruit even on the tree. Forget about ripened, unripened. All there are some leaves. Now it just so happens this tree is a fruit tree. That's what you planted. So eventually it's going to be fruit. That's enough to say La'ach Levalei Lehefsin. At that point, the halacha is you would not be able to cut the tree. Beis Hillel says, no, that's way too big of a chumrah. Beis Hillel is almost always mekel. Here too, they're mekel, and they say it depends. It really depends on what type of tree it is. Hacha Reuven, if it's a carob tree, so then the halacha is meyishal shaleishu. It's as soon as the caribs are heavy enough that they start hanging downwards. The gravity starts pushing it down. Grapevines is as soon as they start developing seeds. Yigareo is Miloshin Garin, Miloshin seed. Vahazesim, and as it relates to olive trees, it's Misha Yonetsu. It's as soon as the olives begin to blossom. Ushar Kalilon, as it relates to all the other trees, Misha Yoitzi, as soon as not the olives develop, but the fruit begins to develop. So the point is that major machloik is in Bisham Vasil, at what point the fruit tree is considered a fruit tree, so that at what point you wouldn't be able to cut it on Shvias. Vachol Ha'ilon, as it relates to up until when are you allowed to. Are you not allowed to cut the tree? I mean, the earliest stage, may emosai, not allowed to cut these trees, are machlegs b'shaim b'sil. Okay, once the fruit is fully developed, that's pasha that you are allowed to cut the tree down. So what is that shear? Says the Mishnah, kimen shebalo inasa maisris mutal katzitzai. Once the fruit have developed enough that they're chayiv in maisris, at that point, it's already considered developed. It's the latter shear of the two shiurim that we saw in the previous Mishnah is related to figs and to grapes and to olives. It's the only shear for all the peiros of Elon. all other perasilim, once they fully developed, at that point, there's not going to be an iser anymore. One more halacha, which is me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa inyin, and that is, we're talking about cutting a tree. Now, we're discussing cutting a tree on shvius, which would be a problem because you're destroying the fruit that's on the tree. So the shaila was, at what point is it considered a fruit tree? What's the earliest stage? Bishamai says, once it's already leaves, Beisul says, no, there has to be some tzura already of a peri. Up until when? Once they develop to the point that the chayv ma'isris. So during that interim period, if you cut the tree down, you're being mafsid a fruit tree, and that's going to be a problem. The truth is, there's an issur to cut a fruit tree sometimes the rest of the year as well. It's the issur that we know as Bal Tashchis. Everyone's familiar with the halacha of Bal Tashchis. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Loi sashchis es eitza lindoyach olav garzen kim yimenu toichel v'oysoi loi sichrois. That pasuk is the ikim akar to the halacha of Bal Tashchis. So the Mishnah is just going to mention one halacha related to Bal Tashchis, which for us, what we need to know is means that there are times that it is asur to cut down a tree. So the kam yehebezayis v'leikutzenu, how many olives would have to be on an olive tree in order for they to be subject to the halacha Bal Tashchis? Says the Mishnah, Raiva, a quarter of a kav. So if there's a quarter of a kav of olives, that would be a problem. Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Shimon Gamliel said that you can't just give me one shear. Rather, Akolofi Azai. Everything really depends on the olives, specifically the quality of the olives. So if they're better quality olives, then could be even if there's less. If they're lesser quality olives, that could be the shear and the Issa Bal Tashchis wouldn't go into effect until there's more. And on that note, Hadran Allah, the fourth parak of Masechta Shviyas.